Time to touch some grass.
It's the Green Desk on 95 BFM, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.
You've heard of houses made of straw, sticks, and bricks, but what about earth, chalk, and lime? The Piggies have announced rammed earth houses are in. To kick off Green Desk for 2025, producer Leilani speaks to Paul Gerrat, New Zealand's most prolific rammed earth designer and builder, about the benefits and history of these sustainable houses, as well as his related upcoming event for EcoFest, a month-long celebration of our unique environment and sustainable living across Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland.
So you've dedicated over 30 years to building with rammed earth. What about this method captured your interest and made you stick with it?
It actually probably started a really long time ago when I was quite young, that I just really wanted to be a part of the solution as I saw it, always did, and kind of key events, I guess. But I think as about 18 years old, I became quite politically active and, you know, with just protesting and seeing things that are just not right and wanting to make things better, I suppose. And meeting other people like-minded, you know. But basically, I met other people that shared anarchist ideas about community durability, right? So I'm still not sure about using the word anarchism, but basically I just could see that we had to improve what we're doing to be a durable society in the long term. So then in about the mid-80s, I did a permaculture diploma course in Sydney, and that made a lot of sense, but I went, okay, I really want to get in. You know, permaculture is more about gardening and things like that, and I wanted to apply that to construction, and there was nothing going like that. And then I just started looking more into it and going, what we really need to do is get back to more traditional construction techniques, because I could see all the really dodgy materials that were going into construction. I just felt that these things were untested and were going to create problems, and they really have. So around about 1989, I read a little bit about rammed earth from one of the original practitioners of the modern era of rammed earth construction, a guy by the name of David Easton from Northern California. And when I read his book, The Rammed Earth Experience, I just went, okay, this has got to be the answer. So I started investigating it, and then as the first prototype for doing it was I built my own home in Raglan. Then I just went from there. So that's kind of what launched me into it.
Despite all the sustainable benefits, there are only around 800 modern buildings in New Zealand constructed using that technique. What have been the barriers to implementing this style of building on a larger scale?
So this gets into quite deep stuff, I guess. I think that the real problem here is that construction is in this country and around the world in a lot of ways has almost been hijacked by corporate interest, because there's so much money to be made in it. Now, building with rammed earth and other more natural forms of construction quite often means hands-on site construction and consideration for the environment and the community. Whereas when you're putting the hands in big construction companies to build, what they really want is they want construction to be built in components in factories where they can control labour at lower rates, and then also use more and more mechanisation and coming up now robotics. We disagree with this because we think it takes away community self-determination.
How do you think we could possibly overcome those challenges to make rammed earth buildings more mainstream?
Yeah, also very difficult. We're definitely trying to find a way to capture people's imagination, if you like. But I think if we can get across that sustainability really means durability, then we'll start building to last, which is probably one of the most important things as far as the construction industry is concerned. There is so much waste involved in construction. So if we can make that, or if people can see that it is important to build with an eye on the future, then we've got more of a chance. And obviously, if we were to get more funding and more funding, or the idea of it, the promotion of it got more funding from government and whatnot, then that would be a great help as well. But there's now so much bureaucracy going into how we regulate construction, to say that the bureaucrats have taken over the asylum.
You feature quite heavily in a book recently released by Sally Webster called Building the Future from the Ground Up. What do you hope people can take out of this read?
Really, an understanding of what's going on in construction and why it's important that we take initiative in communities in building this kind of construction, using locally available materials in their best way to create durable housing. That's basically, that's what the book is about mostly, is establishing that idea of durability. And you know, the book starts off with like our journey and why we went in this direction, and then we also discuss the history, which goes back thousands of years with construction, to give context of just how much time that we've put into these buildings as a society, I guess, yeah. And then also it's important for people to get an idea of how we actually build these houses so that people can get feeling for what it takes. The book also, right throughout, is attempting to highlight what's going wrong with our construction community at the moment. When we look at houses rotting and not lasting very long and producing really sick environments because these houses are locked up and moisture gets trapped in them, not because they're leaking, but because, you know, when we cook and when we live, you know, moisture is a part of that, and then these houses suddenly need ventilation. But mechanical ventilation, it becomes problems with that as well, because we're using so much energy with that.
I saw that you're doing an event that's coming up soon, and in that description you kind of mention ancient methodology, and I'd really like to ask you how you've combined rammed earth with that ancient methodology and modern engineering.
Yeah, well, rammed earth has been around for a very long time. So you can think of structures like the Great Wall of China and then the Alhambra Castle in southern Spain. So there's a really long history throughout the world. But when people started building these structures with rammed earth, they were doing it all by hand, which is very labour-intensive and, you know, probably quite good for the human condition to be doing that kind of exercise. But we really don't seem to have time for that these days. So what we've applied modern technology, particularly pneumatic technology, so that we have these machines called rammers, right, that we can hang on to, and that they will pound the earth until it gets the density that's required. Yeah, so still using the same kind of, if you like, formula or basis for what soils make good rammed earth, but using modern technology for the equipment that we use to compact it, and also using modern technology with bolts and plywood and that kind of thing to create the formwork that we need, we ram the formwork into. So I guess one good analogy is that building a rammed earth house is really similar to building a sandcastle. It's essentially the same principles, but it's done in a commercially viable way. And we use the right soils and usually add a small amount of cement to this to create walls that are weather durable and will stand up for a long time and also be able to take the weight of a roof or numerous other floors on top of it, which has been done. The other thing is we've also got a demonstration event. So we've got a talk where we're talking about this with the EcoFest on the 29th of this month, and then on the 5th of April we have a demonstration to, you know, so people can, I guess, get their hands dirty and sort of get a, you know, a visual feeling of what the soil looks like when it gets rammed, yeah?
And that was rammed earth designer and builder Paul Gerrat talking to us about his event Hands-On with Rammed Earth Building. More information for that will be on the EcoFest 2025 website. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Okay, grass time is over. Back inside the blue screen you go.
That was The Green Desk, brought to you by EcoFest 2025.